tonight. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent on the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Fill my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. Bless his holy name. To all our preachers and deacons and all of my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, thank God again for our children. And we thank God for our entire youth department, and thank God for our musicians. We are to train them up in the way they should go. When they get old, they won't depart from it, and that's what the church is all about. A coach who play ball is going to train them how to play ball. We've got to train them how to come up in Jesus' way in the church. That's number one. Always remember that. That's number one. Seek me first, the kingdom of God, and all these other things shall be added unto thee. They always need Jesus. Hallelujah. If you will, turn your Bibles to Titus. The first chapter, the first chapter of Titus, and beginning at the first verse. Chapter 1, and start at the first verse. It said, Paul, a servant of God, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God, elect. We are the elect. The church of Christ is the elect. And the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie. Say, God cannot lie. Promised before the world began, but had in due time manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God, our Savior. Thank God for preachers who have been anointed by God to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ. God had already planned this before he created the whole world. Already planned this. Can I fix it like this? It's a fixed plan. A fixed plan. Man didn't have nothing to do with it. God fixed plan. The Bible is true. If we get rid of the Bible, we might as well forget about everything else. The Bible will teach us. After the preacher preach and teach, it's up to us to believe it. We can't make nobody believe the Bible. You have to believe the Bible for yourself. The Bible, I don't believe lies. I don't believe the Bible is a lie. I believe every word in this Bible. If I don't believe it, I'm calling God a lie. The Bible is the true word of God. Well, if God wrote the Bible through men who was inspired by the Holy Spirit, well, how in the world he can make a mistake? And if a God that needs nothing, why he have to lie? Who he have to lie to? And what he got to lie for? Why he got to tell a lie when he got things fixed like he want them? And can't nobody unfix it. But the only thing in these last days, we trying to unfix what God done said. It's unfixable. Can't nobody do nothing with it. Already been fixed by God. And nobody else can do nothing about it. Ain't you glad of that? That can't nobody else do nothing about it? God Almighty. Now look at Hebrews 13 and 4. That's his holy name. Hebrews 13 and 4. Get your bricks all ready and throw at that.
Preach, brother. Preach.
13 and 4 of Hebrews said marriage is honorable in all, and the bed is undefiled. That means the bed is clean. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. He's going to judge it for sin. God Almighty. Marriage is honorable and respect and favor by God. In any other way is defiled. If it's not a man and a woman, it's defiled. It wasn't no accident when God fixed this up. He fixed it like he wanted. Well, who in the world able to change it? Who crazy enough to try to change what God already done fixed? Oh, boy. I've done this. It's God talking to y'all on mine. I've done this before. I said, let there be light. Well, how in the world folks can be crazy enough try to change what God already done fixed.
All right.
If God called it sin, it's sin.
All right.
If God called it righteous, it's righteous. Well, who in the world can fix it any other way? Oh, boy. That means I said, get ready with your bricks.
Come on.
This God, everybody say this God.
This God.
Well, what God? The God of Abraham. The God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. This God, he does what he wants to do. And anybody try to change what he don't fix, you got a problem. You got a mentally problem. The devil got you going. When you don't believe the word of God. God Almighty. He cannot lie. Ain't no way for him to lie. How can he lie? And what he got to lie for? In the last days, Satan have deceived people's going and coming. You can see it coming every day. And guess what? I'm starting where I stopped off at. From last Sunday. I'm still dealing with same-sex marriage. That's their hot topic. Not only milk warm, it don't got red hot. And my brothers and sisters, the Church of Christ is taking same-sex marriage issue too lightly. Taking it too lightly. Why are we so confused, Church, over this ungodly sin? Why? Somebody got to tell me. Why are we so confused over this mess?
Come on, why?
I ain't gonna let nobody bother you. Y'all say yes or no, am I? Why? It disturbing me.
Right. Well,
I'm just getting more crazy, that's all.
Go ahead.
The Church, who claimed that God never made a mistake, get up and talk that God does what he wants to do, and we let something like this disturb us. Oh, what have happened to God's Church? I'm talking about the Church of Christ. Right here, stretching out our heads and like we don't know what to do. And my brothers and sisters, if the Church of Jesus Christ will go along with same-sex marriage, we might as well butt up the Bible.
Get on the wall. Yes,
we might as well butt up the Bible. Because it's no more good. God Almighty. This God word. What else we got to believe in? This God word. What else we going to go by? Somebody got to bring another book to bypass this one. God Almighty. What wrong with us? God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, the Bible, everybody say Bible.
The Bible
has the authority over the devil and every devil and every devil and every devil. He has the authority. The Bible has the authority because it's God's word.
All right, glory. All right, glory.
And not only it's the word, it's the truth.
All right.
How can God make a mistake?
Well,
it's not God, but it's us. God Almighty. And then I still get to thinking about what God done said already. If you want to know how the world got started, you got to read the Bible.
Preach that.
If you want to know how the world going to end, you got to read the Bible. But God, being God, we know what the beginning and then tell us what's going to happen to the ending.
That's right.
And if you read your Bible and spiritual mind, you can see we're right here at the ending. Jesus said he was coming back. We all can see the handwriting on the wall saying back.
That's right.
It's just about that time.
Go right back.
You can see it.
We letting this thing disturb us.
All right.
Yes, sir.
In these last and evil days. And my brother and sister, don't forget now. Don't forget this. We are the Laodicea Church. The 21st century church.
Right.
The
won't open the door to let Jesus in.
Amen.
That last church. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, and open the door and let me in. But they won't let him in. Hear Jesus knocking at his own church door. Heart of mine. We're the church. We the 21st century Laodicea church. Watch this now. Watch this. If we will not let him in, he the head. Well, who making laws in there? We making our own laws in the church.
Watch out, God. Watch out.
The head on the outside, the arm can't make no laws. The leg kind of make laws. The shoulder trying to make laws because the head on the outside. So the people in there, the head on the outside, so the body out trying to make laws and changing the laws of God.
Yes, sir.
Y'all can't see this. And I know some of you just get to live a long time. You better hold up.
All right.
Because we can see the handwriting on the wall that Jesus is just about to come back here.
All right.
I know I won't be around, but some of y'all are going to be around.
Yeah.
I can see the handwriting of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Making new law when God already done fixed the world. Just like he wanted. You weren't even here. It had nothing to do with it. Now you got more sense than God. Hear something. Here. God, who made this whole world. And without him, you can't wake your own self up. Without him, we can't go to sleep on our own. It's got to be him to let us wake up and go to sleep. But now we got too much of sin. We're going to tell him he made mistakes.
That's right.
Oh. Made me a little disturbed because it's spreading now. Like wild honey. Young preacher called me and from all the way from Georgia, day before yesterday, and he disturbed young pastor. He said, Reverend Walker, I was reading a certain book. I won't call the name, because I'll be heard somewhere else. And he'll be a big time fella. And I'm reading one of his books, and he said, what Paul, all of the disciples wrote in the Bible about sin is a lie. What Paul said, how the mistake he made, he said, he read in the book. And what the rest of them said, well, watch this. I said, brother, what you do, you just tell the truth.
All right.
See, it ain't nothing new. God said false preacher, false prophet would be all over the world. We got to understand the devil got preacher like God got preacher. The devil got disciple like God got disciple. It's up to you to believe it.
That's right.
You haven't seen nothing yet. Calling Paul. When you call Paul a lie, you might well call God a lie.
I know that's right.
They were inspired by the Holy Spirit.
All right.
You called the Holy Spirit a lie.
That's right.
Don't wrote the Bible before we even got here.
All right.
They told you where you come from. You never knew where you come from until he tell you.
I know that's right.
And now we got so much of sin.
Yes, sir.
Don't kick God out.
All right.
And said, we don't need nothing. God Almighty. That's his holy name. I heard that some pastors, everybody said some pastors, are trying to come up with some compromising ways to make this ungodly sin to blend in, to unite with the church of Christ. It won't work. My brothers and sisters, it will not work. Sin and righteous don't walk together. Holy and holy can't walk together. You can't walk with God and walk with the devil at the same time. You've got to let one of them go. It won't work. It won't work.
You're right, Pastor.
The two don't get along.
Mama.
Everybody in here right now, and everybody here, my boy, you walking with one of the two.
All right.
You can't walk with both. Don't let the devil deceive you. You can't walk with both of them at the same time. God Almighty. And we allow the devil and ungodly peoples to try to change what God done and what God done see.
Well.
And we confused. What you confused about? Seeing all through him.
Right.
Nothing matter nobody perfect, but God ain't gonna get nothing like he done fixed up and then call it unrighteous. God Almighty. We got to believe the Bible.
I know that's right.
Go to hell. It's just that simple now. I know that blunt, but it's just that simple. The truth is in the Bible. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, the sin, isn't that this good now? The sin of homosexuality is nothing new in this sinful world. It's nothing new. God Almighty. Reverend Lot had the same problem. Can I call him Reverend, please? Reverend Lot had the same problem with the devil peoples. The same problem, Jesse.
Same problem.
Nothing new.
Amen.
Let's see how Lot dealt with it.
All right.
And see how we got to handle it. I think there's no more right in
it.
God Almighty. Reverend Lot. He don't mind it because he's probably hip to me. Reverend Lot tried to compromise with those ungodly men by offering up his two daughters to them. But they refused the women because they wanted men.
Yes, sir.
Nothing new. They didn't want no women. They wanted men. Lot done the best he could. He used what he had. Take my new two daughters. They never had men. Take my two daughters. The men said, I don't want your daughters. They look like foxes, but still I don't want your daughters. We want them handsome men. There's nothing new happening.
Nothing new. Yes, in here.
But Lot fixed it the best his ability. Take my daughters. Take my daughters. And leave the men alone. But they refuse. Just like right now, they refusing.
All right.
All these pretty women in the world look like foxes and don't even want them. I'm not through, Paul.
Get on the wall, man. Yes, sir. You gotta make it clear.
That's right, man.
Go feed the sheep.
Yes, sir.
Some of these foxes won't foxes. Everything just messed up. And we feel like we can confuse. Confuse over what? It's not nothing new. It's been going on way back yonder.
My.
lot. God Almighty. They wouldn't hear Lot. Watch what Lot done. Who had to stop these ungodly men? Lot couldn't stop them.
That's right.
Somebody had to stop them.
Come on,
stop them. Who had to stop them?
The ball stopped them. Can I say that? God stopped them.
That's right.
God's the boss. Can I call him the boss? The big boss?
Yeah.
The one who owns the universe? He the one stopped them. God let them got blind. He took their sight from them. They couldn't see. That's the only thing that could help Bubba Lot. Because what Lot was using, Bahil, was just something to patch up sin.
Patch up sin.
Y'all get that next week. Using the whims is still just patching up sin.
That's right.
It's not still legal, but just patching up what? Sin. But he used what he was. Hey! He used what he had.
That's right.
But God got something better than that. God Almighty. He got something better than that. And my brother and sister, so it is in the 21st century. The Laodicea church, the right now church, are trying to come up with some compromising way to satisfy or comfort them in an issue called same-sex marriage. Trying to come up with something. It's so powerful going on now. We're trying to fix up something. To compromise this mess. God Almighty. And Lot done the best he could. He used his two daughters to offer them up. His two daughters. But my brother and sister, God have given his church the true remedy for all sin. God Almighty. The new medication. And that medication, can I call him Jesus?
Yeah.
The remedy is Jesus. These folks need Jesus. We can fix it like we want it. I said, these folks need Jesus. Same-sex married people need Jesus. Homosexuality need Jesus. That's the remedy. That's the remedy. Lot done the best he can, but God got the main thing. Meet Jesus, you'll go to the right person. If I'm hugging and kissing on this man because I'm a homosexual, but if I get Jesus,
yes.
I'm going to say goodbye, buddy. I'm going to a woman. The remedy is Jesus. The remedy is Jesus. They don't want Jesus. Somebody got to say something about this mess. He the remedy. He the one fix this thing.
Yeah.
I said, for all sin.
That's right.
Well, I'm stealing hatchets out of folks' pocket. I ain't gonna move your hatchet. Don't be worried about it. So he gonna make sure he's sharp, you know, business of him. If I'm around here stealing hatchets, slip them in my pocket. They don't see him. Because I don't know Jesus. See. Oh, getting all these fellas, they don't even miss them.
My.
Till you get home, you know.
Yes, sir.
But I'm messing around and running to Jesus.
All right.
I'm going to bring his answer back and give it back to him. Cover something about him.
Jesus.
The remedy of what ye folks need is Jesus.
Hallelujah. You're right, Doc.
Reverend Lot done the best he could. But that's just a passing up sin. But God fixed it well. He can do away with all kinds of sin. That's what the world needs. They need Jesus. Oh, boy. And my brothers and sisters, watch this now. What Jesus can do, Reverend Walker? Jesus comes here to destroy all sin. He come to destroy the king of sin. The king of sin. They have a king. He is a king of sin. Paul, look at John 1 and 29. He come to destroy the king of sin. God Almighty, bless his holy name.
The next day,
listen to this.
John seeth Jesus coming unto him.
Yeah.
And said, Behold the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Which taketh away the sin of the world.
God Almighty, the sin. The main one. The sin of the world. The devil is here. He the king of sin. He the chief of sin. Because he is what? Sin. God Almighty. Jesus, the only one can handle him. John said, there he is. He's the one going to take away. Notice that the lamb is a capital L. No lamb like him. He the Lamb of God. This lamb didn't come from the earth. It came from heaven. He come to conquer the devil. Can't nobody do nothing with him but Jesus. But the thing about it, God didn't leave us here ignorant. He didn't leave us ignorant. He told us before he left, he was here. Well, why are we letting him control our mind, our heart, and our spirit? Let me tell y'all something. When a preacher, a pastor, whoever supposed to be one, go against this, he may still be a preacher or a pastor, but not one of God's.
Amen.
Come on, work with me.
I know he may have big words and knock you off your feet. Because y'all folks love big words. But Jesus was a simple country preacher. He preached where everybody can understand. We don't want big words and don't know what they mean. Somebody, Osmore, got the little tick tick thing and all that kind of stuff. But it's still a simple gospel.
That's right.
Amen.
No way to get confused. If you get confused, you got too much of sense.
I know that's right. Yes, sir.
Jesus was a simple country preacher.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, everybody can understand. The least can understand. Nicodemus had a problem, but he didn't know he had a problem. Said Jesus told him he had one. God Almighty, he the one can solve the problem. But the world don't want Jesus. Notice the world don't want Jesus. So it going along trying to fix up something here. They make this sin to be legal. God Almighty. It may be legal in the world, but not legal in heaven. Paul, look at St. John 10 and 10. That's his holy name. That's his holy name. John 10 and 10.
The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy.
Yeah.
I am come that they might have life.
Yeah.
And that they might have it more abundantly.
Yeah. I come. See, he's not leaving us ignorant at all. He let you know he's not leaving us ignorant.
No, sir.
The thief, he already called his name for it. The devil come to steal, kill, and destroy.
Amen.
He trying to destroy what God already fixed up.
That's right.
It's up to you to believe. You got a choice to believe the devil or believe Jesus.
Amen.
That's our choice.
Yes, choice.
Your choice,
choice.
My choice.
Choice.
He come to tap everything God put together.
Amen.
And here he come with this lie. And God didn't put no two men in the garden.
I know that's right.
If he had put two men in the garden, we wouldn't be here now.
That's right.
If he had put two women in there, we wouldn't be here now.
Preach it out. Lord, hit him up.
I don't care how they be operated on. Ain't no man gonna have no baby. They're trying to refix what God already got fixed.
Yeah.
Well, who directed them? The devil directed them.
Amen.
Lord Almighty. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, nobody, everybody, nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody is sinless. Nobody. God is the forgiving God. God is the God that will forgive anybody for anything.
I know that's right.
Hold on. But not to keep on living in sin. And same-sex marriage is what? Keeping on what? Living in sin. This is a live in sin. So, same-sex marriage, can I call it a living in sin? He take residence there. He got a bed there. He got a chair there. He got a plate to eat out of there. He stay there all the time. Same-sex marriage is a live-in sin. God, no, we're not perfect, but if we sin, he said, if you confess your sin,
oh, yeah,
he's faithful and just to forgive your sin, but not to keep on living in sin.
All right.
You call this living-in sin. That's a good name for it, the live-in sin.
All right.
Marriage, a man. God, it makes you sick to think about it. Marriage. So if that's the case, that crowd out there, I got to watch everybody. Hell, man. Well, he ain't looking at your wife. That thing over now, buddy.
Preach, Pastor.
That's over now, bro. We don't know who he's looking at now. The thing's so messed up until after a while, they're going to have to change all bathroom and everything. You're going to see a remodel of everything after a while. Because they got to make room to fit them in. They make a room to fit them in everywhere but in heaven. If you repent, he will save anybody.
Yeah.
But they don't want to repent.
Yeah. All right.
Yes. All right,
they have recreated the home of God.
Right.
How God set the home up, they have recreated it.
Mercy,
and we right here. I mean, it disturbing me.
Yes,
we right here. Don't know what to confuse. I'm not confused over nothing.
Yes.
I'm going to stick with this Bible. I'm going to die with this Bible. I'm going to talk about this Bible. I'm going to try to live this Bible. I'm not confused at all.
Yeah. Amen.
The one in here, everybody said the one in here.
The one
in here that wrote it. The power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, our Lord. He the one, the boss of everything.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, mercy. And my brother and sister. So now, same-sex marriage called it a live-in sin. A live-in sin. See, if we sin, he faithful and just.
Yes.
She forgives our sin.
Yes.
But this will live in, dear him.
Oh, Lord. No cleaning up on that right.
See, this will live in. I'm coming in to stay. And that's not God's word.
I know that's right.
God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, God does not want us, talking about the church, to build a holy home on an ungodly foundation. It ain't gonna stand. The foundation that they got is ungodly. He ain't gonna set a holy home on ungodly stuff because they ain't gonna last. And the church around here confused over what? God Almighty. Ain't no compromising nowhere in this. Nowhere in the Bible, no compromising. God Almighty. We got to understand. We got to stand up for Jesus or fall for everything else. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, this all what same-sex sin is all about. On a unholy foundation. Same-sex marriage is on an unholy foundation. A live-in sin. God Almighty. Notice, my brothers and sisters, God there, or I put it like this, notice what God done doing. He brought the idea in. He brought the plan in for marriage. One man for one woman. And if it go any other way, it go against the whole plan of God. And God will not honor same-sex marriage. Because it will become false in the home. False family. Because it's sinful. God Almighty. And my brother and sister, how can a home be holy unto God with same-sex marriage? And when God called something abomination, he is saying it is impure. He is saying it's filthy. He said it is nasty. And he rejects the whole thing of it. God Almighty. I said he rejected. He rejects because he is holy himself. If he holy himself, why he gonna put some unholy on him? He the foundation of marriage. Paul, look at Leviticus for me. 18 and 22. I want my folks to know this stuff. You ain't going to leave him out yonder and listen to everything. You're going to get the right stuff. The Bible. This is what got us here right now, because the Bible, the one who wrote it, the one who got it, the one who able, the one who fixed it, is God himself. And we're going to come in church and just let this message get a hold to us.
Amen.
God, what's wrong with us? Read, Paul.
Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination.
Now, who's going to unwrite that? Who can get an eraser and erase that out the Bible? Act like God don't know what he's doing. It's right there. Go home and look up abomination. You see how bad it is. In the eyesight of God.
Well, Reverend, you see, that's in the Old Testament.
Okay, Paul, look at Romans 1. Go look at Romans 1, 26 through 28, Paul. See, the devil come up with everything. When he just about got you, he said, well, that's back in the Old Testament. He got it in the New Testament, too.
For this cause,
listen at this.
God gave them up unto vile affection.
God Almighty.
For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature.
guard them, even the women. The men evidently started first.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preach, Doc.
The Bible said he gave them up.
Amen.
I said the Bible said it. Read on, Paul.
And likewise, also the men.
Listen.
Leaving the natural use of the woman.
Listen now.
Burn in their lust one toward another.
What?
Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet.
Recompense means payback.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. And likewise also the men. Leaving the natural use of a woman.
Oh.
That was the best thing that happened to Adam.
Yes, sir.
That was the best thing ever happened to her.
You're right, Pastor.
My wife is the best thing ever happened to me.
All right.
Please.
Yes.
You better get her home.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to replace her with a man? A full man?
No, sir. No, sir.
God didn't make no mistake.
No, sir.
He got to fix. We the one trying to change it. We allowing the devil to do it. He said, you're going to be paid back. Recompense means paid back. It's an error that they making. And they love what they're doing. God Almighty. Know who to watch now. Train your dog. I'm just using it. Y'all. Let me use it, please. Train your pit bull. Don't you let. I'm finna go on a vacation. Talk to his pit bull now. You go on a vacation, man. And while I'm gone, don't let no man come in my house while I'm gone. But now you've got the dog confused. Got the dog confused.
Brother.
Got the dog.
Not only that, all of us are most confused. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
And even.
Watch this.
As they did not like to retain God in their knowledge,
mm-hmm.
God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient.
I'm going to just let you have it. I mean that's all he's saying now. He's telling them over. See, I'm going to just let you have, go and do what you want to do. Y'all know reprobate mind means I take myself out of their mind.
Yeah.
They can't come up with me in their mind. I'm going to turn them over to a reprobated mind where they won't come up with me because they love what they're doing, they enjoy what they're doing, and they encourage others to do it. They know what they're doing. See, not ignorant, they know what they're doing.
Yes,
the average woman know what he's doing.
Yes, sir. He know, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
He know.
And you tell me the church confused over this? What's wrong with us? What's wrong with the church? I'm not about to be confused. All I can see the coming of Jesus. Before I thought he'd be up in here, but he's right around the corner. And I told y'all on last Sunday, they're not through yet. The Supreme Court got to hit the church. You watch. The church is next.
Right.
Church is next. The devil getting rid of Jesus because the church don't left him. Laodicea, the 21st century church. They won't let him in. This is the last church. We're right on the virgin of the coming of Jesus and don't even see it. Heart of mine. Quiet a mouth in your name. God ain't playing with us. See, that's number one. The devil not playing either, but God is not playing. God wants us to stand up. He wants to stand up for him and stand up for righteousness and do all this thing. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Notice. Bless your heart. Okay. Notice. Now, how can a home be holy unto God with same-sex marriage? And when God called it abomination, how can it happen? And my brother and sister, same-sex marriage is not a one-on-one thing. The devil is trying to reestablish or reorganize something to take the place of what God called holy. He wants to destroy the home. Husband and wife and children. He wants to destroy that. That's what he's after. Because you know God don't want it. And we let the devil push this stuff on us. And we are afraid to say something about it. Oh, Almighty. Paul, I got one more scripture and we go home. No, go eat or whatever going on. But now look at Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5, 21 through 28. Now watch this. Now watch. Now look at this good and see how what God got fixed, but see how they want it fixed. Come on, Paul.
Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
Yeah.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Right there. Oh, right there. As unto the Lord, but no, he didn't say husband, but he said why. He didn't say husband, submit yourself to your own husband. Watch this now. As unto what? The Lord. Read on, Paul.
For the husband is the head of the wife. Even as Christ is the head of the church.
God Almighty.
And he is the Savior of the body.
God Almighty. The man is the head. God got it fixed like that. But women boss, but he the head. Read on. I ain't gonna stay on that long. Read on, Paul.
Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ,
listen now.
So let the wives be to their own husbands in everything.
And not their own wives, right? But on what? All right? They ain't going to mess with that too much. Keep on reading, Paul.
Husbands?
Yeah.
Love your wives.
Yeah.
Even as Christ also loved the church.
God Almighty.
And gave himself for it.
Love your wives. You're supposed to love your wife. And he said, love your husband. Said, love your what?
Wife.
Didn't I say wife then?
Wife.
Okay, okay. Well, what are we arguing about then? I can't understand it. I mean, I can't. I'm not confused. No kind of way. Read on, Paul.
That he might sanctify.
Watch this now.
And cleanse it.
Watch it.
With the washing of water by the word.
Well, how in the world he going to wash and clean it when it's already nasty and going to stay nasty?
Right.
He the one called that way nasty. I said, he called it nasty.
Oh, yeah.
He the one called it unjust. Yeah. He the one called it filthy. He the one called it that way. But he can't make it like that when it's already messed up like that.
Right.
And we're trying to make it like that where God don't want to be.
Right.
God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
That he might present it to himself.
Listen.
A glorious church. Not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
God Almighty, how can it be like that when we want to turn it around? Y'all get my point? Go home and read your Bible and meditate on what God's trying to say. And don't let the folk bring that stuff on you. You can't make them stop doing it, but you stand up for Jesus and tell them the truth. You got. got to believe the Bible, folks. Stick with the Bible. He sanctified the marriage because he fixed it up himself. But now he's going to be unsanctified.
Right.
Sin, living in sin.
Right.
Ain't going to never get right because you'll die like that.
Yes,
read on, Paul.
So ought men.
All men.
To love their own wives.
Automatic.
As their own bodies. He that loveth his wife, loveth himself.
God Almighty. Notice God compare his church to likeness of a holy marriage. Man and woman, husband and wife. Well, who give us the authority to change it? Who give us the authority to change what God has said? And you going to let the world disturb you over there? Stand up for Jesus. God would never fail. Everybody got the answer to this right here. You doing it because you want to do it. Watch this now. Let me go. The first thing here, folks, said, I was born like that. Wait. I ain't gonna doubt it. Watch this. I was born like that. See, when you came in the world, I don't know what you had. Nobody, you don't know what I had. But how I know? Just right here. I was born with all kind of sin in me. I come here in sin. That's the reason God told Nicodemus, you got to be born again. You may have came like that. Don't get me wrong now. But you can be what? You came from sin. But you got to be what?
Born again.
Get born again. I promise you, if they get born again, they say, baby, I'm got to go. This is a man talking to another man. You got to go. Yes, I'm got to go. What's going to happen to you? What wrong? You don't love me no more? No, I don't met Jesus.
I thought
I was doing right, but I don't met Jesus. I don't met the one. He don't change my heart. I don't feel toward you like I used to feel.
This is catalog number 1528.
That hunger that I had
catalog
for you,
number
God 1528. Took it away from me.
All right.
Because I've been born again.
Yes.
That's what they need. Born again. Locked down the best he can. He had a patched up one, but it didn't work. He need one that God sent when he sent Jesus. They need to be born again. They need Jesus. They need Jesus. I promise you, when you meet Jesus, you ain't gonna follow that same old lifestyle. It's a sinful lifestyle. We're trying to plan it to make it be something holy. It can't be holy when it's sin. Can't get sin and make it. Can't get righteous and make it sin. Can't get sin and make it righteous. Jesus is the holy and righteous one. I know they hear me on radio everywhere. Now watch. Same-sex marriage is a sin. Do it if you want to. Same-sex marriage is a sin.
Hold the line. We got to know.
And I'm not disturbed no kind of way. Frustrated no kind of way. I'm just going to tell the truth. I believe the Bible. I believe the Bible.
Listen, Reverend.
Can't nothing replace the Bible. It's going against the whole plan of God.
Yes.
Gonna stop the whole population of the world.
Yes,
can't no more little babies be born.
Yes, Lord, help
us. Can't make no artificial children.
That's right.
You can't hope my husband, I'm a man, my husband, or my wife, you know, will be pregnant. See, watch. I bet you right now, I almost put my life on, I bet you right now, some science or some trying to come up with some how to fix that thing. Well, a man can have a child. I promise you somebody working on it. They're trying to outdo God. They want to make God look bad. They won't come up with nothing. They just need the Lord. They need Jesus. I want you to notice right now. Now, I'm not through with this. I'm still on my series. The God who needs nothing. Bless his holy name. I want to say this before I close. If you're without Jesus, you're going to need him. I can't do but just tell you, you're going to need Jesus. Oh, yeah. And I know I got a witness in here. Oh, yeah. You're going to need Jesus. When the devil get through with all of his mess, you're going to need Jesus. Oh, yeah. When you get through enjoying your life out there in the world, you still going to need Jesus. You're going to need Jesus. You're going to need Jesus. That rich man didn't know that till he went to hell. You're going to need Jesus. He'll come to whosoever will that want him. He come to die for sin. Not to motivate sin, but he come to die. He gave his life. That we can live with him forever. And he's going to come and tell us lies? No. And God have it so simple. For man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth. And believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? Going to hell. It's just that simple. You can be saved today if you're not saved. He'll save anybody. I ain't saying homosexual stuff, but you just need Jesus. If you need Jesus, you ought to get him before you die. Because when you're dead, it's over. It's over. When you die, it's over. You've got to get Jesus while you're in this flesh. Because if you're dead, it's over. But you still got to meet him.
Yeah.
All the everyone that never gave their life to Christ, one day they got to get up out of the grave. Those, the body and the soul, got to come up out of hell and face Jesus.
Yeah.
And say, you was or is the Son of God.
Yeah.
And God got to send them to hell because you didn't believe in me. That's right. He got to send them to hell because you didn't believe in me. But they got to face him. And all and every one of them got to bow.
Yes, sir.
Everyone that go to hell got to bow. See, you got to bow to him. Then God ain't going to have no choice. He has sent you to hell because you never believed in him. You give your life to him. And you got a chance now. You got to do it on this side. Don't let folks fool you on the other side. We have a foreign. Oh, you don't have a foreign. Not, unsaved man don't have a foreign when you die. He finna go to hell. That rich man was in hell and he saw Lazarus. Oh, that's just a happy and comfortable. He told Abraham, just let Lazarus stick his finger in a little drop of water.
What?
To touch my tongue because I'm hot.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little drop of water. Jesus said that man went to hell. Jesus said that. Because he didn't believe in God.
Amen.
That's all it is. Not perfect. Didn't believe in God. See, nobody perfect. The first, ain't nobody put. No, you're right. But he come to save us. Who want to go to heaven with him. Let us all stand. Somebody may want to.
Hey, they tell I'm
If you without Christ, I promise the Holy Spirit is talking to you. I promise you. He's talking to you. He's talking to you. God, we come here to save you. Jesus, come here to save you. You don't care what you have done. He's the only way out to keep from going to hell. He's the only one. He's the only one. Nobody else can keep you from going to hell but Jesus. And that is the only one getting in the room to die for our sin. Will that be enough? Let the church sing. Let the church sing. Confessing with your mouth, say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe He died for my sins, but He didn't stay dead. He got up with all power in His name. Said, I'm giving my life to Jesus Christ to be my personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my life. See, I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. All right. Thank you so much. Give me a call of your faith. Come on, man. What did you do? Tell me you're saved. I'm saved. You're saved. Okay. Tell your name. I'm saved. Hallelujah. Bless this holy name. You are in your kingdom. You are in your kingdom. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless this name. Bless it. Just a second here. Read.
Pastor Walker, we have one candidate for baptism.
Hallelujah. Yeah. That's your little man. You've been hanging around here for a little while, too, ain't you? Yeah. Yeah. So she's been a little old man. She's been bringing you to church. May God bless you, baby. Hallelujah. Have you heard about Jesus before? Bless your heart. You believe that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God?
Yes, sir.
You believe it down in your heart?
Yes, sir.
I want you to confess it with your mouth. Say, I believe that Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ
is the Son of God.
It is the Son of God.
I believe He died for my sins.
He died for my sins.
But He didn't stay dead.
He got up.
With all power. Said, I'm giving my life. To Jesus Christ. To be my personal Savior. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my life. Say, I'm saved. Say, I'm saved. I'm saved. Now, tell your grandmother you're saved. Tell her. Hallelujah. Glory to His holy name. We'll baptize next time. Yes. Glory to His holy name. Would that be another? God's still in the saving business. That's what Jesus called me up for to save. Yes, Lord. Those of us, this is our prayer.
You may come down the altar. Thank you, Jesus. You'll be baptized with our children. Drink that in.
Let the church.
The things you have given us. Thank you for the home and cars and clothes. But most of all, we thank you for Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank you for what he's done for us. He died for our sins. On the third day morning, he rose with all power. Now I'm sitting on the right hand side of the Father. And coming back again, we thank you for Jesus. Thank you for these that stand around the altar, some have to leave. Thank you for saving souls. You know who in this building, one by one, you know what they need, and you're able to supply all of our needs according to your riches and your glory. Touch those who need a touch. Heal those who need a healing. So I'm going through some trials and tests, up and down, but let them know your promise never to leave them nor forsake them. I'm asking you to give them courage, give them confidence. Some are hurt right now. Some homes are tore up. But you know all about them. Let them know, dear God, that you will answer prayer. Fix that home in time like this. You fix it for it to be a holy home. Fix it. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you now for being a healer for us. Jesus, thank you for being our remedy, that we may have a right to the tree of life. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. This is Jesus' name. Now may the grace of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us and forevermore. Let us all say amen. Give your neighbor your love.